Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
A young woman in a black leather cloak and mask sprints through an open field. She's a superhero, a vigilante, working with a police force to bring down a terrorist group. As shots ring out, the woman gets down on her stomach in the grass, slithering forward on her elbows. Wait! One of the terrorists is escaping. She chases him past the field to a concrete parking lot, where she vaults up onto a car roof, gathers her courage, and leaps.
I'm Chloe Arnold.
And I'm Maude Arnold.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, a fairy tale podcast about the real-life rebel women who inspire us. On this episode, Sadiqua Bynum, a three-time All-American gymnast and one of the youngest and most successful African-American stuntwomen working in the film industry.
Sadiqua Bynum was born in Berkeley, California in 1993. While she didn't always know she was going to become a stunt performer, she did always love to tumble and flip. She could barely sit still. Her parents enrolled her in a local gymnastics class. The coaches were stunned when they watched this two-year-old holding herself up on the rings, elbows bent, hands by her ears. She breezed through routines and drills meant for much older kids. By the time she was 8, Sadiqua was competing in vault and floor exercises and nailing them. At the same time, Sadiqua also felt a bit lost in the gymnastics world. She was one of only a few black girls training in the gym. And at competitions, often she and her coach were the only people of color in the room. "I had to figure out my own identity," she says, "in an environment where women and girls that look like me weren't really seen." Sadiqua pursued her passion all the way through school. And in 2011, she got on the UCLA college gymnastics team. The competitions were exhilarating. Picture this. Sadiqua sprints on the mat at full speed and then springs into a double back layout. Before landing, she sneaks in one of her signature moves, a double tuck pass, two quick backflips, with her knees tight to her chest. She lands on her feet, lifts her arms, and smiles wide as the crowd cheers wildly. Sadiqua earned the title All-American three times, an incredible honor. But was she ready to devote her whole life to gymnastics?
Listen, we've all had our embarrassing BO moments, am I right? I once made my friend's Pearl Jam t-shirt stink so badly that she blamed me for the band breaking up. But fear not. Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making sure that none of us have to worry about BO ever again. Unlike many other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a whole new way. Lumi delivers 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yeah, that includes your privates. In fact, It was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. As a special offer, new customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code REBELGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. I kid you not, the lavender sage cream tube is definitely on my list of things I must have if I'm stranded on a deserted island. Smell for yourself. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with code REBELGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code REBELGIRLS. So lift those pits and stay rebel.
Hey, rebels. Do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes.
In between competitions, Sadiqa studied sociology. She loved helping people and thought maybe one day she'd become a social worker. But the idea of sitting all day made Sadiqa's arms and legs restless. She needed to move. "Maybe you should look into stunt work," her gymnastics coach said. He told her about the legacy of UCLA gymnasts who had become stuntwomen, and put her in touch with one of them. Sadiqa learned all about how stunt performers train to do complicated or physically dangerous sequences in films, TV shows, and even commercials. She could also become a stunt double, meaning she'd replace or double for an actor in action scenes. Sadiqa was thrilled. She would get to help people and do gymnastics at the same time, as a job. "Yeah, I can do that," she said. Sadiqa leapt into stunt training. Her gymnastics background helped a lot, not only in performing these intricate moves, but also for spatial awareness and understanding where her body was in the air. There were some parts of stunt work that were extra challenging to Sadiqa, though, like learning how to be less neat and precise. After all, in the middle of a wild fight scene, she couldn't worry about pointing her toes. Sadiqa took all kinds of classes to strengthen and condition her body. Taekwondo, boxing, judo, and jiu-jitsu. She learned how to ride a horse and fire a gun, tumble out of cars, and race on motorcycles. And of course, she learned how to stay safe. Working as a stunt person can be a very dangerous job. Sadiqa had to get to know all the safety equipment and run through every scenario in her head to predict what might happen and how she'd react.
In 2016, Sadiqa landed her first major job, doubling for a famous actress on a TV show where she had to fall from the top of a spiral staircase. It was a tricky maneuver, but Sadiqa felt well prepared. She was rigged and suspended several stories above, held up by a harness and wires. with the help of a stunt rigger and a lot of deep breaths, Sadiqua let go and fell back, halting just a few feet from the ground. She was calm, capable, and so excited to do that again. Pretty soon, Sadiqua was booking job after job. She played one of the warrior protectors known as Dora Milaje in the film Black Panther, racing through the fields of Wakanda with a spear. She also became a stunt double for a very well-known actress in a hot TV series called Watchmen. These roles were more than just thrilling for Sadiqua. They were groundbreaking. In the past, Black women were not fairly represented in Hollywood, very often playing extras rather than the protagonist. Now, Sadiqua's skills meant that Black women could have lead roles as action heroes. It made Sadiqua feel strong and powerful. Her work as a stunt double was changing the way people viewed Black women, both on and off the screen.
Today, Sadiqua continues to score roles in TV shows and films. She loves the work she gets to do, and she knows it's imperative to keep pushing past boundaries and expectations.
Yeah.
To celebrate all kinds of bodies and skin colors and the superheroes that are inside us all. As she says, opportunities as a Black stunt performer and the diversity in productions is growing like rapid fire. And I think that now is the time for it to happen. Black women can be strong. Black women are strong. Rebels, Sadiqua wants you to know that no matter how different you feel from those around you, you are beautiful. And you can do whatever it is that brings you joy. And if you're not sure what that thing is yet, do what Sadiqua says. Just take that first step and watch how far you'll travel.
This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Maude Arnold, along with my sister, Chloe Arnold. It was produced and directed by Haley Dapkus, with sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. The story was written by Sarah Weiss and edited by Abby Scher. Fact-checking by Joe Radigan. Our executive producers were Joy Smith and Jess Wolf. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elektra Barjaki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.